mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into the second hour on the second day of February 2005. On this Wednesday, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up, we've got Dr. Dennis Cuddy, expert on the globalists, expert on the New World Order, just incredibly informed, joining us, and of course your phone calls. And I've got a bunch of news about the cashless society control grid going in and all these new laws to make us all criminals, plus new information on an expansion of the national ID card that they passed in December of 2004, just a month and a half ago. Now they want to expand it to a Pan-American ID card, as we told you they would do. But we were talking to Kyle in California, and he mentioned how these war crimes trials and have been introduced in Germany and with the EU courts and the UN courts, all these different things. And he said, you know, it sounds good, but isn't this empowering globalism? And it's true. They've totally taken people's rights in England. They'll take your property, take your free speech, take whatever, and do these horrible things. And then to get justice, they go to the EU court or other international courts, and the courts will actually hand down good rulings. Which, you look how the courts are codified, they're kangaroo, they're tribunals, their laws is that you have no rights in the EU, but they're giving down some good rulings. And so it makes them look like the final recourse, and then England and others will follow their orders, and so it's, you know, it's being seen as a helper or a savior. And it's very, very dangerous. And I'll just say the folks that run the EU courts run our courts, and it's... We've had the Supreme Court in the last 2 years go, oh, yes, we're going to follow the orders of the foreign courts now. That's where we get our final judgment. So very dangerous. Anything else, Kyle?
No, it just seems like this whole globalism, this whole globalist plot is just a way to manipulate globalism, which is happening, and do it on their terms, which is going to leave the people out to dry. But I appreciate your effort, and I look forward to shaking your hand one day. Thank you very much.
All right, sir. God bless you. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Kim in Texas. Kim, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing today?
Great.
Hey, listen, I called in earlier this week about the Weekly Reader and the Arnold Amendment.
That's right. 90% of the schools use it, and it tells you about amending the Constitution for Arnold and how great the vaccines are.
Yeah, and I decided to do a little research on the Weekly Reader to find out exactly who they were and who owned the company. And what I found out is that they were purchased back in 1999 by a company called Ripplewood Holdings. Are you familiar with that company?
No.
Well, boy, in 30 minutes I was able to figure out that it's completely globalist and New World Order. The founder and CEO is a gentleman named Timothy Collins. He has an MBA from Yale. He's a former manager of Onyx Corporation in New York. One of the things that they do is they purchase up, they're a purchasing company or an investment company. And what they've done since they were founded in 1995 is they've purchased education, publishing, and training, technology, automotive retail, specialty chemicals, consumer products and food manufacturing, and industrial products. And they also are a subsidiary, or they own or are affiliated with Time Life Incorporated. So, and some of the other things I found out about this gentleman, you know, is that he serves on the Trilateral Commission. So it's just a complete...
Well, yeah, that's the globalist for you, along with David Rockefeller and Brzezinski. But, you know, when you first called in, you said, oh, yeah, the books at school say Arnold for, you know, president and vaccinations. I said, oh, is it Time Magazine for kids?
Right.
Because, it's, I mean, that's just as bad, and all the schools have that. And, I mean, I've seen copies of this. I mean, it's like Orwellian propaganda.
Yeah, well, Time Life, Inc. is one of their affiliates. And, I mean, he, you know, he's on all these boards, like for Rosie's for Kids Foundation. And
it's time to get our children out of these government training camps. Dr. Cuddy's coming up. Great points. Thanks for the call, Kim.
Alex
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart piece by piece and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, 8 minutes, 10 seconds into the second hour. I've had Dr. Cutting on many times, but today I want to get him on and just talk about current events and news and then get his perspective on why the globalists are doing this and talk about our good friends over at the New World Order and get his forecast of what he thinks is going to happen in the next few months and next few years. And again, I can't really stress enough how on target Dr. Dennis Cutty is. There's a lot of writers and researchers out there who put out their forecast and make their claims and talk about the New World Order and give you their global analysis. And frankly, a lot of it's garbage. I don't like I don't attack people by name, but really, a lot of it is infuriating because I live my life, constantly, 16, 17, 18 hours a day studying the New World Order. And Dr. Cutty really knows the plan. He's studied it longer than I have, and it's great to have him on. We're going to be going back to Dr. Cutty here in just a few seconds. I would also just like to mention the listeners, we've added a lot of new features to PrisonPlanet.tv. All 11 of my films, my book, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, hundreds of weekly TV reports, special reports, a bunch of other bonus reports I've done, interviews I do, things that don't go in the films. We're putting that up on the site. In fact, going up today is George Norrie at TalkFest here in Austin with myself and him up on the stage taking questions from the audience, stuff like that is going up on PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year. 19 cents a day if you sign up for a monthly subscription. And if you're online, it's well worth it, prisonplanet.tv. All right, let's go ahead and go to Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And, of course, your calls are coming up early in this hour. Dr. Cuddy, good to have you on with us.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Just kind of a thumbnail sketch. For those that don't know who you are, tell us about yourself, then I've got questions for you.
Okay. Early on, I guess, back in the 60s, I think now, after the fact, I was being groomed by these, as I call them, power elite for big and better things, because I was an inquisitive type and challenging whatever orthodoxy there seemed to be going. The problem for them was that not only did I do that, which they liked, but I also would question and challenge them as well. So I suddenly found that doors that were opening suddenly closed. And I began to check into these people found out I'd been at one of the first was called Governor's School of the Nation, sort of a gifted and talented school. And later I was able to get the correspondence between the tester and the Psychological Corporation in New York that they were using, and the correspondence basically said they wanted to keep up with us, keep tabs on us and any similar groups. And so that opened a little door, and it was like a puzzle. You start finding these documents, diaries, private papers, letters, and you start adding them up, and pretty soon you find out what the New World Order is all about. I pursued a graduate degree and was still looking into this with the early muckrakers. They're about 100 years ago, those were the investigative journalists of their day. And they were far superior than the current bunch. They actually dug into the Rockefeller group and found out who was really making and breaking empires and so on, and that they had agents in every hamlet of the United States watching people who they could support and give money to and further up the ladder and so forth. And so the puzzle piecing continued, and after that I had a little stint of teaching at UNC Chapel Hill, and then went up with the federal government and found out how the inside works. And it's like a revolving door. You'd find these foundation people would flood into the government when let's say Jimmy Carter was there, and then when somebody they didn't like, they'd go back to their foundations and fund various projects. And it was a funding mechanism for implementing, in this case, education, but all sorts of other things.
All right, let me stop you for a second. I've got some world books from the 60s, encyclopedias from the 50s, and I've got one from the 50s with this big fold-out when you look up the New World Order, and it's Mussolini, Hitler, all these people, and they called for a New World Order, or global government controlled by... And then today we have politicians saying New World Order. H.G. Wells wrote about a New World Order. He wasn't just a science fiction writer, folks. He was a futurist and a top globalist kind of minion. For people that are always wondering, you know, what is the New World Order? What is their goal?
Well, over the years, different people have meant different things, but basically you can boil it down, including today, into a world government. But in it, it's not just the government. It's the world economy, one world religion. The goal isn't to just plop it on the people saying, okay, now you're under this dictatorship. But what they do is they create situations so the public actually wants this sort of stuff. It's like in Orwell's 1984, where he said, you will come to love Big Brother. You will actually seek guidance and beneficence of this powerful group of people, Big Brother, a group of people in the world government. And they would do it initially by economics. The plan was to have regional economic arrangements that they link up into a global economy and then say, okay.
And then no one country can stand by itself.
Right.
Only the global corporations that are bigger than the countries can manage and control.
Right, global corporations and international investment bankers. Yeah, there's a group of them, right. And they'd say the world global economy has to be managed by a world government. And of course, to get everybody buying into it, it would have to be a synthesis of Eastern communism and Western capitalism into a world socialist government as the ultimate goal.
And we have the biggest bankers, the richest families openly pushing all of this in their own papers, their own publications. Now it's out in the open. I mean, when somebody like Thomas Barnett at the Pentagon comes out, and I don't know if you've seen that lecture he gave on C-SPAN.
Yeah.
The top strategist there at the Naval War College,
right.
Darling, and he says, look, we work for Wall Street. We are about global stock. We don't work for the American people. It is the four stages of globalism, New World Order. I mean, he's right out in the open saying it.
Yeah, he has what he calls a PowerPoint presentation, and he's very out in the open. If you actually follow these people, they will come out. I remember there was a this week with used to be David Brinkley, now Stephanopoulos. I remember a couple of years ago, somebody, I think Cokie Roberts, was asking Stephanopoulos about why Clinton changed his position on China. Originally it was, you know, human rights violation, we can't have trade with China, then he flip-flops and says, okay. And Stephanopoulos just said, oh yeah, that's right, Goldman Sachs, CFR, so forth, that's right, that's what did it. And so if you keep your eye on them, they'll actually come out and tell you what's going on.
They do it all the time. And it's... Now, some people will say, well, world government's a logical progression from hunter-gatherers to agrarian to city-states to nation-states to, you know, regional governments to... And they've introduced the bill. They passed the National ID Card a month and a half ago. Now a new bill, the supplement, is going to create the Pan-American Union ID with standardized stuff. Ridge went to England 3 weeks ago, called for a world ID card. You know, why don't we want to live under this? Number one, Dr. Cuddy.
Well, it's similar to when people ask me what's wrong with national education standards or curriculum. The problem is the oneness of the thing. There are no options. You have these elite at the top, whether it's an education, whatever it is, saying this is the way to do it. And if those people had been in charge of education back in the 60s, then we'd all be suffering under what was called the new math, which was a disaster. And so if you have, if you follow the logic of the pronouncement that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, then even if you had tomorrow a beneficent or benevolent dictator, as it were, at the top, it wouldn't be any time at all before you really had some sort of autocratic, you know, totalitarian.
Exactly. They're putting in mechanisms built for abuse, and they're not.
Yep.
And they're not helpful. They're not good. They're totally sadistic and power mad. And they're creating a straitjacket. People don't understand, Dr. Cuddy, I'm sure you know this, but that they don't just set up police states for nothing. I mean, they're not setting up this police state for no reason. It's because they're going to take the pension funds, they're going to have the national draft, they're going to do all this stuff. They're already you know, doing all sorts of horrible things right now to our freedoms. And what will life be like under the New World Order if they succeed?
Well, it'll be like the gulags. You will, but the thing is, a lot of people are looking at it as something obvious that, you know, it will
something
here comes
instant.
Pardon?
Something instant. Yeah.
Yeah. Not only instant, but obvious. Like here comes the villain. You know, with his handlebar mustache, and you know, give me the deed to your ranch, or I'm going to put you on the railroad track, or whatever. But these people don't. They don't do that. They use situations so that the public, you know, if there's school shootings, and then everybody says, oh, my goodness, you know, gun control, and they say, okay, we'll give you gun control. And so they'll do that, or, you know, 9/11 happens, and, oh, my goodness, you know, for peace and safety, we'll give up some of our freedoms. Okay, you'll get the Patriot Act and Homeland Security Act. And it works more like that. You'll have people losing, you know, their credit cards. Well, okay, we'll give you you know, non-paper currency, or, you know, you'll have this handy little number on this card. It'll be all yours, and nobody can swipe it, you know, and so that's what we'll use instead of actual paper currency.
And this is long-term. I mean, they'll have their pundits out there for years going, identity theft, identity theft, identity
yeah.
theft. And then they even create the outcry, set up a system where identity theft was easy, don't prosecute it, and then they have their people come out and say, we've got to have a national ID card to stop this.
That's right. And they'll do it in various ways. What they try to do is, if they come at you with one big proposal, you'll be wise to it. So they do it sort of piecemeal, like in the case of the driver's license. Oh, we don't have a national driver's license, but then the feds sort of regulate what each state is required to do, and voila, as they say, you in effect have a national ID using state's driver's license.
And then, by the way, we signed some treaties. It's the same system with Mexico and Germany.
Yeah, and people are oblivious. I may have told you listeners before, back in 95, we signed with Europe, the European Union, what's called a transatlantic agreement, where we more or less agreed to mesh our social welfare systems, our educational systems, so that if you're in Austin, Texas, and you want to go to Brussels, your academic credentials as a, you know, electrician will be accepted there.
Yes, stay there. Stay there, Dr. Cuddy. We'll come back. I want to throw some current news out at you, get your take on it, and take calls. PrisonPlanet.tv, stay with us.
ahealthylifechoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, Dr. Cuddy's a real trooper. He's not just a freedom lover and a patriot. He had throat surgery, but he's still with us here on air and going to be with us 20 minutes into the next hour. And then he's got another talk show coming up, so we're honored to have him. And callers, Jim and Tim and many others that are holding your calls are coming up for Dr. Dennis Cuddy at 1-800-259-9231. Dr. Cuddy, before I get into some news items and get your response to them, can we defeat the New World Order? I mean, obviously, it's not going to be an overnight victory. Their system's incremental. Obviously, if we weren't here fighting it, it'd be much worse today if we weren't here resisting it. But overall, I mean, how do you see a victory taking place against the New World Order, or do you see that not happening?
It's going to be difficult for this reason. It's not all, well, I'll have to do two or three things here. Number one, what they've done, they're very clever, is they don't have a single target that you can focus on. What they do is they control systems. In education, for example, if you're locally and you've got a bad superintendent, and you say, well, let's, you know, 5,000 people show up to protest, and lo and behold, you succeed, and out the superintendent goes. The system is rigged, though, so that your next superintendent also has to be credentialed by those same progressive education
colleges. So it's like shark teeth.
Yeah. And plus, you got to remember that their attitude is they'll get the public to request something. It's sort of like Crassus. Remember when Spartacus was rebellion in the Roman Empire? Crassus used that rebellion to say, okay, you know, I'll save you people of Rome, but you got to give me more power. And so the people say, oh, please, Crassus, take more power from us as the members of the Republic. Thirdly, it's not just a single thing. It's multiple layers. For example, it's not just, let's say, the driver's licenses, IDs. It's not just that, but there's something called the Intelligent Transportation System Joint Program Office, which your listeners probably never heard of.
And that's the system that scans your license plates and the toll roads and, you know.
Yeah, and they're gonna track, by 2015, 57 million cars. So it's not just, you know, a driver's license. They're gonna be tracking your car,
and
too.
And by the way, that's already in most states.
Right.
Another thing they do is they say it's coming up in 10 years when it's already implemented, I think, in like 30 states.
Okay. The next thing is you got to remember there, it's not just something obvious, like here's an incident, but what they've done is preconditioned people. For example, most of the listeners, maybe in Texas, I'm not sure about Texas, but wherever, all over the nation, most of the water supplies have fluoride, okay? Your listeners probably heard about a controversy about fluoride, you know, and it really doesn't save your teeth and so forth. What your listeners may not know is that this was originally developed way back by not only the communists, but the German general staff, the Nazis, found out that there was a tissue in the left side of the brain that sodium fluoride in the water, would make people less resistant to domination. And so by pumping fluoride into the water, what they're doing over many, many years is slowly conditioning the people to accept what's happening to them, to not resist the domination.
And by the way, we have the documents. I have documents from the University of Texas in the 30s where they did tests on rodents with sodium fluoride. This is known. This was done. And then it doesn't matter if most people are against fluoridation. They still do it. And I've seen millions of dollars spent by even private corporations because they love us so much to get, say, the water fluoridated in San Antonio.
Yeah, and the person they picked to do that, I have to give about a 30-second history of this thing. At the end of the Second World War, Truman hired this fellow, Oscar Ewing, and he put him in charge of the Federal Security Agency, sounds like Homeland Security, and under that agency was the Public Health Service. And he hired Edward Bernays to do this. And your listeners, if they're not familiar, Edward Bernays was hired by William Paley, CFR member, to be his chief advisor when he began CBS radio back in 1928. In the same year, Bernays wrote a book called Propaganda, in which he said, we now have the technical means to manipulate you. We are an invisible government, and we're going to control you. And among his examples were like a Lucky Strike cigarette. They used to have a white package and a red bullseye on it. And they were going to come out with menthol, and they wanted the green bullseye. And so they hired Bernays. And Bernays went to the garment district up in New York and the Odanaga silk factory, whatever it was. And what they did was they said the fashions for the next couple of years are going to be red and green. And that's how we got people to opt into the menthol as well as regular Lucky Strike.
And that's the level of control. And listen, Bernays is the father of modern advertising, the father of PR, and he's saying in his book, we are global government, you are our slaves, ha-ha!
Yeah, he's Sigmund Freud's nephew.
Yeah, and in fact, perhaps, I've read that quote many times, even have a copy of the book, but perhaps we should read that when we get back. I mean, folks, this is the thing. It's not debatable. Sodium fluoride, the Nazis used it at the death camps. Folks, none of this is debatable. Do you understand us? They're taking over. All right, we'll be back with our guest, and we'll take your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
whether it's fair or not. People judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, your calls for Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Loaded phone lines coming up. He'll be with us into the next hour, so plenty of time to cover all the news and get to your calls. Before we go back to Dr. Cuddy, my friends, you need to get my 9/11 package that I'm still offering, but not for much longer. My film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, almost 3 hours long. Part two of that, The Masters of Terror Exposed. And then George Humphrey's film, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati. And then Eric Hufschmidt's 9/11, Painful Deceptions DVD or VHS. Four films, and we're talking about over 9 hours of footage, and Paul Watson's 320-something page book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. You will be an expert on government-sponsored terror and the New World Order and what they're up to by getting these four films and this book. $59.95, a $53 discount. You can call the toll-free number, tell me what the 9/11 special. We've got a deal where you buy one of my Road to Tyranny films for $24.95. Each additional copy is $5.95 to give as gifts, or just buy one copy and make copies. Just get them out to people. That's the goal. Save this country. Defeat the globalist. You can also get my book and Paul Watson's book for $19.95. That's about a $10 discount. Just a lot of big specials. My bumper stickers, Infowars.com bumper stickers. They're free. You just got to pay for the shipping. All right? So that's on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Just look at the specials, peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free. And if you miss some of that, you can ask the operators. They'll answer your questions. 1-888-247-2473. 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or PrisonPlanet.tv, where interviews like this one will be posted. All the best interviews, hundreds of weekly TV reports, all of my films, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post. My book online, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other books, including the online of H.G. Wells' New World Order. It's all there at PrisonPlanet.tv, monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. Before we go to the calls and cover a few other news items, Dr. Cuddy, how do folks get some of your preeminent books on the New World Order?
Well, that's I'm afraid that's a good question, because they're all, except for the cover-up book, sold out. They sell very well, and so at the moment they're all sold out except the cover-up book.
Now, I bought a bunch of these from you, and I haven't even got them on the website yet. I've had them for months. I need to get that done. But well, the cover-up book's excellent. How do folks get it?
Well, I would hope they would get it from you.
Well, it's not up there yet. I mean, I guess I could have them put them on the 1-800 number and put it on the website tonight. Okay, we'll do that. I will crack the whip, and I will get it up there. And how much should I sell it for, Dr. Cuddy?
Well, the retail is $11.95.
Okay, well, we'll get them up there on the website by tonight. And we do have the cover-up book. I had no idea we'd be doing this, but that's fine. And what about websites where we can read some of your great writings?
Most of my articles are published on newswithviews.com.
You know, they're just awesome, but I would ask you to start sending me your articles. We put them on the main page.
I'm going to make a note right there to do that.
Let me give you my secret email address during a break.
All right.
Because it gets caught and lost in all the spam and the other email addresses. I tell you, that spam's out of control. We need to have the government take over the Internet.
Right.
I'm being sarcastic.
Well, that's the way they work.
That's the way they work. Now, I wanted to bring up another point to you before we take calls. Semantical manipulation and false left-right manipulation. Two questions. I want you to try to get a synopsis, give us your unique perspective on it. But here's an example of how they semantically manipulate things over and over and over again. They will call George Bush a conservative when he's doubled the growth rate of government for gun control, open borders. Almost all his appointees are more liberal than Clinton. He's increased abortion funding by 82% since Clinton, 110% Department of Education. Some departments have even quadrupled, but most of them are doubling. All the classic social welfare state things, amnesty, all of this. But then Rush Limbaugh will get on the air and say, you've got to get behind the national ID card. The liberals are against it. I actually heard him say this, but it didn't matter because people didn't check the facts. The Democrats voted more with Bush than Republicans did on that. I mean, how do we explain to people the semantical manipulation?
Well, unfortunately, the public through the public schools has been dumbed down. Prior to about 40 years ago, people knew exactly what you're talking about if they just read Alice in Wonderland, you know, Humpty Dumpty, and they would say, well, words mean whatever I say they mean, and they were deliberately changing it, and then, you know, more recently, Orwell's Newspeak and Doublethink, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, war is peace. You know, they knew the games that people, including the government and the power elite, could play, but now they've been so dumbed down, it's really hard. What they do is they'll say George W. Bush is a conservative, and therefore, if you are to the right of or more conservative than he is when he's really not a conservative, then you must be some sort of extremist. And that's part of that, as you've described before, the Delphi technique. You alienate and discredit people who are at the extreme, left or right, doesn't matter, because what you're driving is the the forced consensus or synthesis that is the ultimate goal. And so what you might have, let's say, in this Iraq election would be a typical example of it. The way you would explain it is, say, what is the goal of these people? Well, in their own words, they want this permanent military presence there in the region. All right, how do you get a permanent military presence? You have to have whoever is in control requesting you to stay. Please stay.
And you create a quagmire.
Okay, right. And so you have this election, which they're saying, oh, isn't this wonderful? All right. The problem is what they've done is they pitted the Shiites against the Sunnis. All right, so that the Sunnis say, well, you know, this would be Shiite Islamic law, not like separation of church and state. And so we, the Sunnis, just like Americans, let's say Protestants wouldn't want to live under Catholic law or vice versa, they say, well, we can't stand that, you know, so we're not going to participate in this thing. So that throws a monkey wrench into the process. But just in case that doesn't work out, what you do is you create a situation where the Shiites are going along with this because they see themselves a majority, but you put this neat little proviso in there that says if two-thirds of the people, when this assembly drafts the Constitution, if two-thirds of the people in just three of the 18 provinces veto it, it's dead. And so now the Sunnis can come back when this assembly, dominated by the Shiites, who think they're the majority, come up with a Constitution based on Shiite Islamic law and say, guess what? We three provinces, north and west of Baghdad, vetoed this thing, so you're out of here. And so, therefore, we're going to have to stay there because we're going to have this permanent military presence that, you know, like I said about America and the gun control, they will request it. They will continue, please stay, please stay, please stay. And that's the goal.
It's amazing. It's making you love Big Brother at the end of the day.
They've had a lot of experience.
Well, let me take the spin here too. Rumsfeld had the nerve to get up last year on Face the Nation. We played the clip, and they said, "Well, you said there were weapons of mass destruction that you knew right where they were at." And he said, "You know, I don't appreciate you saying that. That's an urban legend made up by enemies of this administration." And so they played clips of him saying it. And of course, that was one time they actually challenged him. But now they say it was never about weapons of mass destruction. It was about bringing democracy. Well, then they said that they weren't going to let anybody know who was running against the already installed candidates until Election Day. And so you can't even believe the election to begin with. I mean, it's just, but see, oh, now, see, we went there for democracy, and now we've got to spread it to the other Arab countries.
Well, getting back to what you began with about the weapons of mass destruction, even if you look at that, and even if you assume it's correct, it doesn't make sense. I'm not talking about, you know, somebody lying or not. I'm saying it just doesn't make sense because let's say they had weapons of mass destruction. Let's say they had the up to 500 tons Colin Powell said they have. Why would you want to then put all of your troops right close together in Kuwait and have them subject to this tremendous amount of weapons of mass destruction? Or if we say now we had to go in there because Saddam had them and might distribute them to terrorists and wherever else.
Yeah, what about Pakistan? What about North Korea?
Well, the one way to assure that Saddam would distribute them was to invade. And so either they didn't have them, or he has distributed them, which was our goal to prevent anyway in the first place.
Well, it's simple. They went into Iraq because we've been in control of their intelligence agency since we put Saddam in. The globalists ordered him to invade all these countries, and they knew he was a pushover.
Not only that, we and the ISI, the Pakistani intelligence, are virtually the same. And you got to remember, nobody has ever, in officialdom, nobody has ever asked why that General Mahmoud wasn't questioned after he had given the $100,000 wired to Mohammed Atta.
Well, and again, he was having breakfast with Porter, Goss, and Graham on the morning of 9/11 at 8:30, and Bush was across town at the Ritz-Carlton having breakfast with the head of the Bin Laden family, source AP, London Guardian, and then flying them out of the country. And then they flew out the Taliban and Al-Qaeda out of Afghanistan 3 weeks into the war in Afghanistan. People don't get this. It was all staged, folks. They conscripted little goat herders, little kids in the front lines. And I'll never forget the Northern Alliance going, why don't you bombard the lines behind the lines where the Arab fighters are? And then they learned why. Helicopters landed, picked them up, took them to air bases, and flew them out. It was all staged.
Yeah. There was a fellow down where I am at a military base saying he was there. He had his rifle strained. They were about ready to attack. And all of a sudden, he says, here come these helicopters in and swoop in and pick up these guys who are about ready to hit and fly them off to safety.
Well, that was even in the San Francisco Chronicle. A special forces colonel had like 4,000 Taliban al-Qaeda cornered, and they were ordered to stand down, and they sat there and watched this helicopter, and this was in the San Francisco Chronicle, black helicopters, that means, you know, above secret, you know, Delta, FEMA, I mean, there's whole groups of these people, of these secret squadrons, as they're called, and they went in and took them out into the air bases, and then another general complained, he caught the head Taliban general, they were ordered, give him a convoy, give him food and money, release him, and then watched him drive over the Pakistan border. And for folks that don't understand this, again, they picked Iraq because they controlled it from the beginning with intelligence sources back when they were allies. Same thing with Afghanistan with the Mujahideen and the 1980s. I mean, this is the same MO over and over again.
It has a long history. Saddam, back in the 50s, was a CIA-trained hitman assassination.
Got trained in Egypt in 54.
Yeah, and the year before that, Alan Dulles had hired Norman Schwarzkopf's father, who had been head of the New Jersey State Police, to train people with a $10 million secret slush fund to overthrow the government of Iran because they had nationalized their oil, and we didn't like that.
That's right. That's why Norman speaks Arabic. All right, let's go ahead and take a call. I appreciate you guys holding patiently. Jim in Michigan, you're on the air with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Go ahead. Or maybe you're not on the air. He just hung up as I went to him. Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Welcome.
Hello, Dr. Cuddy.
Hello.
Interesting conversation, gentlemen. I appreciate you having us on as a guest. 1947 is an interesting year. A lot of that came about. Alex, the last couple times I talked, I was asking you about the Tavistock Institute, which got its start in 1947. Isn't that the same year of the Nuremberg trials and the year that they began fluoridating the water?
Same year as the National Security Agency and the National Security Act. Yeah, tell us about 1947, Dr. Cuddy.
Well, as your listener had said, and earlier I had mentioned 1947 is when that what was called the Federal Security Agency was begun by Truman. With he put Oscar Ewing in charge of it, and he hired Edward Bernays to do the fluoride bit. In terms of Tavistock, basically you had the psychiatric clinic back in 1920 with Deputy Director John Rawlings Reese up to his usual tricks, and we have a statement of his back in 1940 saying how they'd infiltrated the church and infiltrated some other professions to control them. And so during the Second World War, Alan Gregg was medical director of the Rockefeller Foundation. They were looking around to see who they could get to put wartime psychology into the civilian population. And so they funded something new, the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, which hooked up with Kurt Lewin and the research group, research on group dynamics at Michigan, and they came out with a journal, Public Relations. But basically, Tavistock sort of did a psychological maneuvering here over the years, and one of their senior associates, Fred Emery, came up with what he called a theory of social turbulence, where he said if you throw a bunch of crises at people, economic, social, political, doesn't matter, they will go into psychological retreat. And so that was really important, you know, in the 60s and 70s. You heard this phrase is tuned out and turned off and things like that. And so that's what they were trying to do, because if you can get the vast majority of the American people tuned out and turned off, then you have fewer people who can control the process.
Wasn't that Dr. Timothy Leary's saying?
Timothy, and he also hooked up with the CIA, which was the chief.
Out he was CIA and admitted he was an FBI mole all those years, setting up the kids, getting them on the drugs. And it's just like Gloria Steinem in one of her own books admits, I was a CIA asset. They gave me the money to start Miss Magazine.
Yeah, Leary did all that, and Gloria did that, and Timothy with the CIA was instrumental in a lot of the LSD on college campuses, but the place they got it from was the Eli Lilly. They cooked up a batch of that, and that's where, you know, you have to, like I said, putting the pieces of a puzzle. Sidney Torrell was a chief person with Lilly, and Bush put him on the Homeland Security Board. Eli Lilly, I think, is one of the makers of Prozac or one of these antidepressants.
Which is classified, actually, as an hallucinogen. Psychotropics are a subdivision of hallucinogenics.
Yeah, the psychotropic drugs, their antidepressants as well as other forms, is now a big part of this new, quote, Freedom Initiative of President Bush. Where
yeah, it's New Freedom.
Now,
yeah.
Now that was born of down in Texas, right? The TMAP, the Texas Medical
right.
Algorithm Program,
yeah.
If I'm correct?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where it started. It's gotten somewhat more broad because now there's a new Freedom Commission on mental health, and so they're pushing mental health in all over. Well, there's two things. There's legislatively in Congress, and then President Bush asked 25 federal agencies to see how they could implement the recommendations of the commission. But you got to remember, there's two different things. There's the executive part, that's Bush and the federal agencies. In terms of federal legislation, a number of conservatives have gotten in trouble for calling up their congressmen and saying, you guys are forcing mental health screenings without...
By the way, G. Gordon Liddy refused to shut up about this. He said call, they got millions of calls, and then he was terminated.
It's like pages right out of the book, Philip Drew, Administrator.
That was, the New Freedom was Woodrow Wilson's theme. The book was written by Colonel House, who says socialism is dreamed of by Karl Marx.
Yeah, stay there. We'll be back. For psychological testing at gunpoint of you and your family, because it's going to start for adults, too. PrisonPlanet.tv, stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Cutting about how they're criminalizing everything. Don't finish your homework, you're arrested. Don't pick up junk in your yard, 3 years in prison. Everything becoming a crime. But then government criminality turned loose. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's go to John and Barney and Fred and Bobby and Ron and others. John, where are you calling us from? Some reason we're having trouble with the phone lines today. Okay, let's go to the next caller. Barney in Maryland. Barney, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. I think that the law that I call the law of genetic probability is a method used to control people. It's like you can train and predict how animals are apt to respond. People respond in a similar ways. People in the military are the most glaring example of this. Their unofficial motto is, ours is not to think or reason why, ours is but to do or die. The robotic actions of Bush gave the secret away. What do you think?
Well, are you talking about how, I mean, the globalists know human nature and are good at manipulating it, Dr. Cuddy?
Yeah, they've done a lot of tests. Actually, the Army sort of funded B.F. Skinner back in the 60s about $290,000 to see if, you know, the personnel in the Army could be, I would say, manipulated, to use a term that your listener would be familiar with.
Yeah, you watch them in the military in particular. They have the reveille sounds. They go to a child. They go to the bathroom. They go do their daily routine. They march around like toy soldiers, you know.
Now, there's a process, picking up on what the last caller mentioned about 1947. Same time, Tavistock, there was something in this country that fits with what this caller is talking about. They set up the National Training Laboratories. It was co-founded by the NEA, National Education Association, so that by the 1962, they had come out with a book called Issues in Human Relations Training, where they said the sensitivity training that they were going through, and that's what Skinner would put the Army personnel through, amounted to, quote, brainwashing, quote. That's their word.
Yeah, well, I think they use that sensitivity training a lot with the prisoners in North Korea.
Yeah, Edward Hunter went into that quite a bit in the 50s. How they would, and that's a good example of what Alex was saying earlier. Here you come, the North Koreans in, they beat somebody, you know, to a pulp, whatever, and then they give them a little food, and turns out that's a conditioning process, so the prisoner actually is grateful to the people who are torturing him in the first place.
Well, basically, they play good cop, bad cop.
Right.
Ronnie, thanks for the call. And look, dictators and thugs 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, instinctively knew these tactics, and then these things have been written down and codified 1,000 years ago, but I've got the documents. It's been well documented. The French and then the Germans 200, 300 years ago developed the ways to have the soldiers march, to look straight forward, to teach them discipline, to abuse them, to break them down, then to, quote, build them back up, where they then defended the cult. And really, the French set up a system of how, or the Panopticon, where we all self-enforce on each other, and where society itself is set up like a prison. Dr. Cuddy?
Yeah, that's if you can condition, it's what Bertrand Russell called it, is mass propaganda. It wouldn't just be an individual that you'd be hypnotizing or something. You could create whole societies in which, as Russell said, you could get them actually to say that snow is black, and when you've got them to that point, you don't even need police. He says the society polices itself.
Well, did you see the New York Times quote where this Bush administration official said, we now actually control reality? I mean, the quote sounds like O'Brien in 1984.
Yeah, that's right. And in the Ministry of Love, where he's got Winston, and that's important that you just said that, because Winston is saying, well, people will never submit to this oppression. And then O'Brien said, yeah, but what if we quicken the tempo of human life? Because if you speed things up, then people have less time to reflect on what you're doing to them. You keep them busy, you know, going to the shopping mall, the ball game, all this stuff, and it's more easy to control them.
It's unbelievable. We'll be back with the third hour.